Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's time to burn the goat mask. I'm sorry, it is O-V-E-R, over. It is null, and it is void, and it is defunct.
Not true. The fofote.
Yeah, explain that.
Finals failure of all time. That's LeBron.
LeBron, until he proves otherwise, is a 1+1 type of guy.
They don't have to tear this thing down.
So do you really dismantle your team for a guy that may only be there for 1 year?
That's not the case at all.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats.
And it's been a blast.
And I believe in our career.
Love coming to work every day.
And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
I would not have imagined that being the case, so.
I couldn't even go home, but I kept my head up high, brother.
That's a great thing.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's good. Keith came home yesterday, back on the show. Robin's going to come back home. They're going to have a ticker tape parade for him. Everybody's going to love him now.
Oh, yeah.
Dayton, he brought the world together. I mean, everything's good in the world. Everything is wonderful in the world. And, of course, we just heard Robert Kraft talk about where we're going here with social media. It's a mess. We got fake news everywhere. Matter of fact, fake news Friday.
Be able to do that.
No, shouldn't be able to do it, but we'll do it on Friday. We'll do
fake
some
news Friday. It's a real thing. We're gonna go for round two. Fake news
absolutely.
Friday.
Wait, I haven't even done it.
I think some stories out there.
Listen, people are making stuff up everywhere in this little Twitter world, in the social media world. Why not? Let people do it on the radio show. Which brings me to this one.
What do you got?
There are a lot of people that get teary-eyed yesterday. I heard Dale talking about it and others. There's this video out there of a high school baseball game in which it's a play-in game for the state tournament, I believe, right? I think that was what was on the line here. And the pitcher ends up striking out the hitter, looking at strike three. And all of the team comes rushing out to the mound to hug this guy. And instead, this guy takes off and goes right to the guy who was the batter. And we later find out it was like a childhood friend. They grew up together, next door neighbors or something like that. And he's consoling him for what seems like, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds before he finally goes back and he greets his other guys. And then the poor batter who was consoled walks away, head down, and he slumps and he's going back to his team.
Yeah.
Now, this is what Twitter and social media like to do. They like to take something that's a little bit out of the ordinary because that picture you don't see. Usually it's the celebratory team over here and the losers, and I say that loosely, over here because I know Twitter will get all pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, oh, what a great feel-good moment. And it was all over Twitter, right?
Yeah.
You guys both were involved in athletics where it was meaningful for you guys, right? You guys were athletes.
I would say this. I mean, I think like it's like I'd like to make fun of it, but I can't. I thought it was
losers.
Cool. I thought it was
because
cool.
you want to be liked on Twitter.
No, I thought it was cool.
Did you like it and say, oh, this is the best thing?
My first reaction was like, oh, that's you know what? It was just different. It was I didn't mind it. I liked it. I thought it was kind of cool.
It was.
Now I'll say this. The slow dance at home plate was a little bit weird. Like, I'm just saying, it was a long hug, and then they rotated around like there was a song going on. But
King and Queen,
I did think
at
it
prom.
Was. It was. It's a different guy, a different cat. It was different. It was kind of. I don't know.
The hand placement on the hug was awkward
when he grabbed his ass.
Well, yeah, that part. I mean, I don't know if that was necessary or not. It was weird. The hand placement. So I looked at it. I guess I'm just, you know, just an a-hole. I looked at it totally different because I remember my own experience was something similar to this.
Really?
From the Patriots when we played against the Carolina Panthers. Really? One of my best friends came up together, got drafted together same year. Roommate's name was Jason Kyle. And we were played like forever in the league. Linebacker then switched to long snapper. But roommates in my wedding, all this stuff. And I remember like talking so much smack. And then when the game was over, I was looking for him to talk smack to him. I mean, I wanted to rub it. I wanted to rub it in his face.
That would have been good on social media.
I mean, maybe
that's the video I'd watch.
I mean, that's, I guess. It's, and then, by the way, I do think he owes something to his team. He does owe something a little bit to his team. And oh, by the way, he's missing out on his team celebration.
That's always in
because, like, by the time he's done slow dancing and the music stops, the lights go on, and everybody says, I don't care. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
His team is done, you know, celebrating. And he turns around and, like, it's over.
So here's the problem I have with it, Lou, is that I think most people were liking it because it's a Twitter thing. So people are going to like me because I am open to something that was very, very special. Like, this never happens. So my guess is,
you know what else?
Let me just finish this point. I'll throw it in there. My guess is that if they were childhood friends,
mm-hmm.
what normally happens is the pitcher throws, strikes the guy out, celebrates with his team, and sometime after that, in the next 5 or 10 minutes, he walks over to the guy who he grew up with.
Don't cry.
Right.
And Pokemon.
And he has some type of back and forth with him that's probably, hey, I'm sorry, man, you know. And you go back and forth with it. To me, it was almost like trying a little too hard. And the people that are all retweeting it and all putting the comments, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, this makes me feel so good about mankind.
You know what else?
I mean, come on, it's a stretch.
I don't want to go crazy with the whole mankind thing.
Yeah, but that's what people are doing, dude. Yeah,
I know, but I don't know. It's nice. I thought it was okay to say.
Yeah, but you don't think that if they were childhood friends, and they spent time when they were younger playing Little League baseball together or whatever, that when the game is over, they're not going to get together and commiserate and talk about the experience?
Who knows?
My guess is, if
it was like a little bit of like a handshake, little tap, you know what I mean?
How about the slow dance?
But it was a long hug.
Awkward,
it was a slow
hand
dance.
Placement.
But still,
And yeah, did he raise his right arm and like dirty dancing and like kind of graze the outside of his hand all the way to his hip? You know, you're talking about Twitter, and there's one of those cool things you see on Twitter. I saw a bear swimming in a pool today. That was kind of interesting and cute, and I retweeted that. Don't see that every day. To me, it was like, I guess it's cool and all,
but it just seems like this is true.
So while you're on the mound, you kind of know that you own this guy. You've been growing up with him. You've probably beaten him at a bunch of different things. Pokemon, Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, backyard wiffle ball.
Yeah,
been
all
striking
those
him out for years, yeah, and I finally fell back.
Yeah, you're finally like, man, I'm putting him on the spot.
Yeah, I've been embarrassing you all these years in the backyard.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Yeah, if it was a two-out strikeout, like that was the second out, maybe nothing happens. But the fact that he like ended it on that one.
Can I ask this? What was the score of the game?
It was 4-0. It was a blowout.
4-0. Three times.
So it was 4-0.
He skunked them.
So really, it was not that big a deal. It wasn't like, you know, the bases were loaded.
Yeah, but there's some shame. Right? You're left out there on stage, like with your.
But it's 4-0.
Maybe he got pants and he was picked on a lot. Maybe he got picked on a lot as a kid. Maybe you got to ask him. But I wasn't.
No. If it was a one-run game, Lou, and there's a guy stranded at second base or whatever, then it was an emotional thing. But it was a foregone conclusion. You're down 4-0. You're losing the game. And
I just thought that it's a little too much.
No, that's the other thing. I think the reaction now is going to be a little bit too much. Because, I think what I saw, I was like, you know what? When I first saw it last night, I was like, that's nice. You know, but now they'll be on every nighttime show. You know what I mean?
Why'd you hug him?
People will interview them. They already are, right? They're
going to
be on Kimmel. They're going to be on every nighttime show going.
Right.
And then that's what's going to take it to another level, other than the hug that lasted probably 8 seconds. Right,
too long.
It was different. There's no question about that. The 4-0 game now changes the whole feel of it. And the third thing is so many of the people that were responding to it.
Actually, the score was 17-10.
Oh, is that what it was?
17-10?
17
to 10. I heard 4-0 on the morning show.
So did I.
17-10?
No, the article 17-10.
Oh, please. Oh, stop it.
They defeated them 17-10.
No. There was two games. The first game, they beat them 17-10. The one that we saw the video in was 4-0.
Oh, okay. They said they were both blowouts. Yeah. So, come on. You don't have to console the kid with the two blowouts like that.
If I'm the kid
who's
struck out.
We're so much better than you.
And he got struck out. He got struck out looking, right?
Yes,
he didn't
even
swing. He was looking off his shoulder, so that made it worse.
It's a Jackie Bradley Jr. special.
Why can't you send him some signals like, get him on base? Why don't you walk him?
Yeah.
If you're such good buddies, walk him. Get him on base. Throw him a meatball.
That's a good point.
Do him a favor. You're still going to win the game. Strike out the next guy.
But you saw most people commenting about it. And, oh, I feel so much better about mankind. Yeah, whatever. Now. And, oh, God, I was crying watching this.
Cool. I thought it was cool.
17-10 in the first game, 4-0 in the second game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was cool. I'll give you that. But
good parents. Great parents.
That was the other thing people were writing about. People have no idea. Who parented the kid, but they were great parents.
Hey, no idea. Here's what I'm telling you. Listen,
kid's an orphan. I read the kid was an orphan. You can read that kid is an orphan.
It's okay for you to celebrate a win. I'm telling my kids, you just won. Celebrate. You need to celebrate.
No, you don't.
But little Johnny's
console
over there.
Console the other kid.
And we played hopscotch when we were kids.
I used to swim naked with him in the local Y.
We had a lemonade stand.
We just slow dancing.
Yeah, we had a lemonade stand. Oh, man.
So is that what we're supposed to teach our kids now? Is that what we're supposed to? So anytime
I'm doing a bad job
anytime
there, I'm like, you need to gloat.
So you've beaten this team 17-10 and 4-0. And at the end, I'm supposed to go and console the other team?
Yeah, I feel bad you knocked them out.
That's my job?
I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that was cool, too.
Okay, fine.
Deadwood.
I sit there and I start dissecting. I'm just, I guess, I mean, Lou, and I know for a fact – like Lou is all acting all sensitive and
no, I'm just
but you
saying.
Know for a fact that this is his one of his baseball buddies from Providence
Lou would never
College.
Do this. Lou would never do this.
All up in your face.
Lou would never. Lou would
oh,
never
God,
do
no.
this. Do you think Lou would ever do this?
Are you telling Mason to do this? Is this a parenting technique?
Mason plays like a friend of his, a neighbor. It's like the biggest at bat ever, or you know, he's got to get a hit.
So as a parent, you need to work on that. You need to change his approach to this.
I think you should use this as a guide.
Be compassionate.
Yes.
He's too young.
You'll have plenty of time to celebrate.
These kids are high school kids. We'll see what happens. High school kids, right? These kids are high school kids. No, 8 years old, they want to beat their buddies. It's the first time they compete against
them. I think if I'm consoling like my buddy, I don't think I'm putting my hands around his lower waist. That, to me, was the odd part. That's what was like, it was a run-up slow. No, it was really like some sort of teenage dance.
It really was a dance.
It sounds like some John Hughes movie.
And then they both went step left, step right. Step left, step right.
That's
it was
too
a slow
fast.
Dance. It was a slow dance. It was.
I would at least move my hands to his shoulder, like grab him by the neck. That's what I would
give him a noogie.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Wet Willie.
I feel like we're not looking at the point of the view of the kid that struck out at all. If you just struck out and then someone wants to come and hug you, how do you not say, get the hell away from me?
Because it's
right
his
now.
Buddy, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you just struck out to lose. The season's over.
The guy that struck you out.
That's a good point, Paul.
You watched strike three go
get
by.
Out of my face.
What are you just saying?
You beat us 17-10, 4-0.
Neither one of these kids are very competitive. Right?
You're asking.
Well, that's probably true.
I'm just saying it's different,
true.
But the guy was
you
like,
be
you know,
loving and
my friendship is more important than some silly win. I mean, you know, in high school, I would think a state tournament is a big win.
No. That's the politically correct thing to say.
He said it.
That's what you're taught to say. Well, it's silly win. There's so much better things in the world that we need to care about. No, not even close.
I'm sorry. Was the friendship in
true.
Jeopardy? Were they worried that they weren't going to be friends if you hug them right there?
God forbid they go for the same girl. Then what are they going to do?
That's what I heard. Her friendship is in jeopardy. I heard that. So they had to hug.
So why couldn't they do it like a couple minutes later? Why couldn't
they?
Well, they
got to get the bus and everything else. They had champagne in their locker room. They had to get in the locker room.
So that's what pissed me off, that people were treating it as if it's never, ever happened before where somebody was consoling somebody else. No, you've never seen it on the field like that. Because what normally happens is, as you said, you go and you're a member of the team. You celebrate with your team. Then 5 minutes later, and they probably lined up to shake hands anyway, that's when you go over to your friend and say, sorry, man. We beat you. We whooped your ass 17-10 and 4-0. And I feel bad for
listen,
you. Let's slow dance.
We live
that's when you do it.
We live in a cynical world. So when you see a gesture like that, it's different.
No, we live in a let's please Twitter world. And so what we do
well,
is we put,
wasn't trying to
somebody
Twitter.
Puts video up there. No, I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming all the people on Twitter who are sitting there saying it's the most marvelous thing I've ever seen. Stop it.
I thought it was kind of cool.
I know you did.
I thought it was cool too. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, you see,
I like
sensitivity training. See what happens before.
See what I mean?
That's what happened.
See what I mean?
Obviously, it had no effect on
us.
See what
I'm
I fought it.
He would have kicked that guy in the balls and you'd hope that guy was wearing a cup.
Oh, yeah. Right in the kisser, too. Yeah.
Exactly. We had a life, you losers.
That's exactly what happened.
But that's why baseball is the greatest game. Life lessons.
Oh yeah. Lord!
But I'm not being cynical when I say
smell of the grass.
I would think if you grew up with the kid,
smell the leather.
Oh, here we go again. If you grew up with a kid, the chances are that you're probably going to have a conversation with him.
Baseball,
moments, fresh cut grass.
Moments after that happens, I wouldn't be surprised
if the seams of the ball on your fingertips.
If some of the other players that were in the field probably are friendly and no kids on the other team, and when the game is over and they're mingling around out in the field, they're probably going over and shaking their hands. Hey, nice series or whatever. Matter of fact, if you lose, you probably should go over and say to the other guy, "Congratulations."
I don't know. Right? Do they line up in high school?
Who knows? I have no idea.
Well, My kid lines up for every game.
Every game they line up.
We line up, we're eight.
They line up.
Dude, the other thing is that he completely just green flies his catcher.
He gave him a little bit of arm.
He gave him nothing. I'm just watching again.
He said, get out of my way.
Green fly his catcher.
I heard he doesn't like the catcher. The catcher gave him some problems. The catcher was the one that went after that kid's girlfriend.
That's what it was.
The catcher went after that kid's girlfriend. He doesn't like the catcher. He likes the other guy because he stood up for him and told the catcher you shouldn't date him because Joey's dating him right now. And the catcher still did it. So he liked his friend more than the catcher.
Okay, so why aren't people commenting and retweeting out there that the catcher got stiffed in this?
He's a bad teammate.
He doesn't care about his catcher. He doesn't like his catcher. Why aren't people writing about that? I just thought people went a little overboard yesterday. That's all. I think that guys do in that situation in high school congratulate the other guys. They do it all the time, and they would have done it 3 minutes later. But 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later. But a lot of people were treating it like this never happens. You never have somebody who wins a game, go over and say something to the person that
not
lost.
Immediately
happens all the time.
Like
they have a great fervor.
I liked it. That was cool.
Lou's trying to be liked today.
That's what it is.
Yeah, much trying to be liked.
When he goes to Disney World for 5 days, comes back here like
fun.
He's Minnie Mouse.
The stink of Minnie Mouse and Pluto.
I understand it'd be more fun to make fun of the kid, but I thought it was cool. Plus, I'm dealing with a calf injury.
Ice up, son. Ice up.
Yeah. See.
All right, Jason in Gloucester wants to talk about it. What do you got, Jason?
Glenn, you're complaining about Twitter and how everyone worships everything on Twitter, and you're doing exactly what people shouldn't do on Twitter, which is troll everyone.
I'm not trolling. What is trolling? What are you talking about trolling? Nobody's trolling here. We're responding to something.
You're trolling a high school kid who didn't put in all this thought about it. He just did what he thought was right, and you're telling him how he should handle his friend or how his parents should.
I'm not talking about the kids. I'm talking about the response and the way people responded. You're telling me that you don't think people responded because they wanted they wanted people to like what they were tweeting. You don't think that was part of it?
Good. You want everyone to hate it. You're doing exactly.
I didn't say to hate it. I didn't say to hate it. I'm just telling you that I think that in most cases, friends like that, moments after the end of the game, probably would give the bro hug, and they probably would congratulate the guy and console the other guy. I think that's probably part of the normal process. Yes.
But that's why it's on Twitter, because it's not the probable. It's not what normally happens.
Right.
And so, when you troll it, it just makes it even worse.
I don't really think he's trolling. Give it an opinion. If you change your opinion on this, if you change your opinion on what you saw because of what Glenn Ordway said, then shame on you.
Yeah.
You either liked it or you didn't. What the hell you matter what he says? He didn't. Who cares?
What did you say? Christian didn't like it.
No, I didn't like it. I liked it, rather.
Well, Christian's being a clown, though. It's kind of funny the way he does it, but you're being serious.
Jesus.
I'm protected at all times.
I don't think anybody's really being serious about any of this, Jason, but
perfect. Thank you.
I love this whole idea of trolling. You have an opinion.
The defense doesn't always work, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they're not. I mean, what? They're going to change your opinion? Yeah, they liked it. They thought it was cool. But now that you say that, they're going to change your opinion because you're trolling them?
That pisses me off, too.
It should, Candy Boy.
Candy Boy was very upset at me when you were gone, Lou.
What'd you do? Again? He's mad at you again?
Yeah.
You made fun of his dead dog.
Well, I apologize. I was there for that. The dog, because I didn't make fun of his dog.
You
but
did.
He actually
did both.
I should have
made fun of his dog and the fact that he was crying over the loss of his
dog. I should have greeted him, slow danced him a little bit, and consoled
him.
That
should be
the
way we should all greet each other. It's like tomorrow when I see you, I'm just going to grab you and just
And then move you to the right
just,
a little bit.
Just going to sway you back and forth. See, like even, I'm rocking
even Lou, even Lou, who thought it was a cool moment, was a little bit leery of the whole slow dance.
Yeah, I thought it was a cool moment. Then the hug lasted a little bit too long, and I was like, yeah, whatever. 16.
No, he was upset last week because he wants LeBron here, and he just wants him. And you know, a lot of people, you know, the green teamers just think you can just do it. And
they don't have to tear this thing down. They don't have to give up their current roster.
Chris Mannix says they do. Mm. I don't know. Listen to him if you want. All right, 617-779-7937 right here on OOMF.
Once again, it's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The fact that your quarterback is out there and he's healthy and he's playing well and he's on target, he's throwing the ball well, he's running the offense, allows everything else to develop. So if you don't have your quarterback out there, everything else kind of stagnates, and I don't think you get as much out of the offseason or training camp as you would. So to me, that's the number one thing. It gives us a chance to really get to where we need to go, the fact that our quarterback's out there.
Roger that.
That's kind of interesting. That's John Harbaugh, the coach of the Baltimore Ravens. And for his camp, he said the quarterback is the most important person to be.
Is that a shot?
Camp right now.
Oh, from Harbaugh? There's no history of those guys having issues at all, right? I mean, they're good.
But let me ask you. So, I'm just going to be, it was a shot to the Patriots. Don't you think 32 coaches would say the exact same thing? The most important thing is to have your quarterback there?
I would think so.
I'm not surprised by the comment at all.
I'm Captain Obvious.
I mean, okay, so it's important. What if Joe Flacco's not there? Joe Flacco's fighting for
but
his job.
Well, all I'm saying is, like, but the sheep here will tell you that it's not.
I mean,
it's not
sheep.
That important. The people that just, whatever Tom Brady does, it's guys, lay off. He knows what he's going to do. He'll be ready to go.
No, I think it is important. I think he should have been playing cornhole. Cornhole. That's a one-on-one time.
But, I mean, it's
sheep
it's
following the goat.
Painfully obvious. That, like, to hold a mini camp, you know, with your team and not having your quarterback here, it's like trying to have a scrimmage and no pitchers show up. The hitters can't do their job. You know what I mean? Or as well. It's like, it's obvious. But you still have so many people saying it's no big deal. It's Tom, and if this helps us play longer, so be it. It's not going to hurt the team. It's not helping. It's not going to help them.
Well, it's not necessarily going to hurt them either.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, I know it's not helping.
If somebody goes in instead of out in week three of the preseason, you know, you could sit there and go, that cornhole, it really would have made a difference. We could have talked about this play.
Cornhole.
We
you
were
know,
tied up 16-16.
You know it's not the cornhole. It's other things. It's just an extra 2 weeks of getting the message across of what they expected.
I've said
to
it all along. It is important. Like, everything matters. It helps. Everything helps. But under the circumstances, I guess if anyone's going to get a pass, then he gets a pass. I think that's what it is more than anything else.
Yeah, he gets a pass.
Of course it's important. How can you say that in this day and age when you don't get a lot of reps, when every mini camp and practice is shortened and reps are counted, and they're literally watching the clock to make sure you don't go over?
Hold on. We have a major development
right now.
Breaking news in sports.
Who's that, number 12?
Andrew Luck just threw a pass. He's at his volunteer camp. First pass he's thrown since the beginning of October 2017. Is that right?
Did I read that? Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't know. I still don't understand. Did his arm fall off?
I think they
reassembled it, though. It looks like it's reassembled. That pass wasn't bad.
Did I see that his dad is the new commissioner of that new football league?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Now, Oliver.
All right.
Well, he was also the athletic director at West Virginia. He's been all over the place.
Okay.
Running colleges, athletic programs. But no, and what did Andrew Luck have, honestly?
Hold on. Live coverage right now.
What did he have?
His shoulder. It fell off.
Shoulder fell off. They reattached.
Disconnected, right?
They reattached.
Brand new muscle.
I don't know if it's his. They might have reattached somebody
else.
Who's on
there? Some ex-football player?
Probably some guy dead. They dug up his grave, took his arm, threw it out.
What are we going on, like 18 months? What are we going on with him?
Was that correct, the date I gave you? October?
Timeline starts September 27th, 2015.
What? Now, when's the last time he played a game, though?
That's right? The AFC Championship game.
No.
Get
the end Patriots. Of the 2016 season.
Wow. It's
they're saying it's the first time he's actually thrown a football, bless you, since October 2017, but he wasn't playing games at the time, right? He came back and he attempted to throw. Is that right?
Well, he's had several, I guess, setbacks
Well, a dozen? Two dozen?
So he, no, but following the 16 season, that's when he had this the issue, right? The surgery?
Yes.
Okay, so off season of 2016?
That's it.
So we're going on 2 years.
Seems like forever.
It is unbelievable.
Like, it seems like he just got drafted.
Why do I think something else is going to happen to him? That this thing's not going
to work out. Josh McDaniels didn't want anything to do with that job.
Maybe. All right, you got an interesting issue here, and I want to throw it by to Merlone Investment.
What do you got?
And leave it to the Pro Football Talk guys to stick it. It's almost like when he tries to stick it to the baseball guy, or the baseball guy tries to stick it to the football guy. Here's the football guys trying to stick it to the NBA. So we know about the NBA is pushing now, as other leagues are, for gambling. The NFL, ironically, is not pushing for an integrity fee. But remember, Adam Silver got up there and said, we want to implement an integrity fee in which all of the gambling that's done across the country all pays 1% into the NBA because they have to now tell the truth. They have to tell everything that goes on with their sport. So according to the Pro Football Talk guys, we would have had a major problem with the NBA Finals, because they did not reveal that there was an injury in the locker room after game one that altered or could dramatically alter the series. The best player on the court,
you know why?
Suddenly had two broken hands.
Because there wasn't one.
You mean they made it up?
No. Who knows, right? I mean, I know what you're saying.
Under these rules, they'd have to do it. With the integrity fee, if let's say we had gambling
the integrity
in place.
Free, hold on. The integrity fee is what the NBA is going to charge the general public for getting all the true and accurate information. Injuries,
so that
updates,
they,
right. Everything.
So they promise that as part of this, the league will now be responsible for making sure that the betting public, the bettors, all have a fair game to bet on.
Oh, Jesus,
right?
And
for that, the league will get 1%. Well, if LeBron James or the Cavaliers didn't reveal this injury.
Yeah, but see, the NFL is really the only sport that has injury reports. Right? Like baseball, I mean, you might know that J.D. Martinez is dealing with a sore back. You know, you might know. I mean, obviously, you know that Mookie just came back from DL.
Well, the NBA has a night of games. They don't do it in advance because you don't know when
the
game's
going to be. But I'm just saying, like, in baseball, for example, like, do you know what Benintendi's dealing with right now?
No.
Bogarts? Do you know what? You know what I mean? So there's no, like, official injury report. The NFL's got probable, questionable, ankle, knee, and even that, they screw that thing up, right? So how are we going to do it? NBA game? You can say, this guy's playing, but I just want everybody to know he's dealing with an ankle injury?
Well, no. Here's the thing, though. If you're talking about integrity,
LeBron's playing, but his wrist's a little sore.
Yeah, but you would have to almost. If you're talking about integrity and giving the bettors their best opportunity to make the right decision, okay, instead of being calling a buddy or calling a guy, knowing somebody who plays on the team, you're gonna have to give like a doctor's write up. You're gonna have X-ray reports. He has a lateral fracture and blah blah blah. Like you just can't say lower leg injury. So if this integrity fee somehow morphs into, is adopted somehow by the NFL, can you imagine? Like what? Because I mean, you're supposed to. The NFL's already gotten cracking down on it.
But I'm saying you play one game a week, an injury report comes out, right? So it's like, okay, you got days leading up to the one game, but when the hockey season's over, we find out all the injuries of the Bruins. Was that documented? You're not gonna sit there and say, all right, Bruins in game six, and this is what we've got going on. You know, Bergeron is probable with
herniated disc in his back,
fractured
L3.
Rib.
Yeah.
You know,
Chara's you're gonna have to give
questionable,
information.
Probable. He's got a dislocated shoulder, but he's gonna play. Now you're just opening it up for people to attack.
That's an interesting way of the NBA trying to get money from this
situation.
Of course it
is. But if the
NBA, they want that. We want that information.
Yeah.
All right. So it's got to be true and complete, accurate. You know, no vagueness about it. We want real information.
So
muscle strain, grade two, what?
Okay, so it's a great example of it. How does the NBA do it with this integrity fee? If they're saying that they are going to be open and frank about all of the injuries, if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, you're LeBron James. You don't want your opposition to know that you just might have broken your hand by punching a blackboard after game one. But under these rules, aren't you going to have to do it? Wouldn't the league have to do something to LeBron James and to the Cavaliers you know, because they didn't reveal this injury? Because this messes up your integrity fee. You're willing to take the 1%, but you're telling us you're going to be, it's going to be an open door policy. But if I'm the Cavaliers and I'm LeBron James, screw the league, screw the commissioner. Might be the greatest commissioner in the world, but I'm not telling them.
But you go ahead and you tell all those owners. So owners, oh, by the way, look at all the money that's going to come in from this betting. We're going to get, what did you say, 1% of every
1%,
bet?
1%, yep.
I think they'll swallow their pride and you're LeBron, figure it out.
If you're LeBron, you're going to tell anybody?
You don't have a choice, LeBron. You're in the NBA. Ooh. You don't have a choice.
Trust me, there'll be suspensions and fines.
It'll be the trainers. It'll be the trainers, the coaches that try to hide it. No more. Full disclosure from here on out.
Wow.
That's a problem.
Tell you what, this is creative. The Pro Football Talk guys are just, you know, talk about trolling. They're out there trolling the NBA right now, just sticking it to them with the
injury report every night.
Yeah.
Like baseball, 162.
Every single night.
Yeah. You don't have like, okay, on Wednesday it comes out, and Thursday, Friday it comes out, and here it is. Okay. You know, you got all the lead up all the time you want to kind of put those things together when you got a game on Sunday. But, okay, what's the injury report tonight for the Red Sox? Good. Okay, what's it tomorrow night? Ooh, Mook, someone's off the injury report. He's healthy. You know, I mean, the whole team's going
to
be on there.
Yeah. Be fascinating to watch a playoff, but I just read that and I said, wow.
Well, you know they're going
to the NBA. The integrity fee, they would have had to expose this after game one or there'd be hell to pay, because if you're gambling and you're betting, you know, we talk about what could go wrong with this open public gambling for team sports. That's one thing that could go wrong right there.
You can't just shake them down and say, because, you know, the betting parlors or each state, they don't need permission from the NFL to go ahead and put games up on their board. That's what the NFL was saying.
Screw your integrity.
Yeah, you know, there's like, you're some, like,
you know.
The
thing is, through, like, years past, like, you know, that injury is, like, hidden and you lose money.
Yeah.
What are you going to go complain? Who are you going to go complain to? I put a bet in. With who? My buddy down the street. And I don't feel like it was legit because I didn't know all the injury. I need an injury report. And like, wait, I'm sorry, you put a bet in with who? Oh, forget it. You know what I mean? Now it's, I put a bet in the casino. I would put a bet in here.
I'll tell you what, though. I would sit there and bitch about the integrity fee that's being paid to the NBA. If I'm the gambling world, I'm sitting there saying, I'm not giving 1%. They lied to me. They hid that injury.
You're not going to have a
choice.
So how does
injury.
That work, though? Is that part of your juice on the bet? Is every bet 11%
well,
now?
Yeah, it'll be part of who you're betting with. They'll have to
depends.
Take the 1%.
Or it's 9 and they get 1. Yeah. 1 of the 10, or you add another one. So 1 of the 10.
Find a parlor that's
creative
10%,
math,
right?
I like that.
No, I'm just saying, still 10 on 100.
Yeah.
But now they get 1 and the casino gets 9.
Right. See the bear video swimming in the pool in California is trending now.
It is.
Yeah.
At least did you retweet it yet? Did you put something nice
there? Nah, I didn't retweet it.
At least
it's
not
so wonderful.
Bears
swimming in pools.
What a wonderful thing.
It's not a shark, right?
Nope.
Why don't you put a picture of your bear rug that you have in your house and put that up there,
Get Boston's number one midday show anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier on WEEI.
When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats.
And it's been a blast.
And I believe in our career.
Love coming to work every day.
And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days.
I would not have imagined that being the case, so.
I don't know. Keith, can you go home?
Who was that?
Can you go?
Rodman.
It was either you or Rodman. I'm not sure.
It sounded like somebody who was really sick that day.
No.
And, you know, you guys haven't let that go. That's fine.
We're never letting that go.
Something's
got to
be
there
for a while. I thought they said there was like a system shutdown over the weekend. That didn't get lost in the shuffle there.
Well, that's going to be a while.
Still available.
I think we locked that one down forever.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's never going away. But
no, I know.
You know, to be compared to Dennis Rodman's probably good.
Not bad, right? He got a lot of Potcoin. That's the thing. That's a hot seller right now.
Get that, what that is.
I don't know.
Do I need Potcoin coins? To purchase pot?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I just watch all this stuff. The world's going to hell. That's all I can tell you. It's just going to hell.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some Dennis Rodman, because how can you not after last night?
Did you notice both sides were kind of keeping him out of the way?
Yeah. Like, oh, God. Like, no one wants to claim him.
I thought North Korea would embrace him. They
I'm shocked he's still alive. Like, not even trying to be funny. Like, I am shocked that he's
alive.
How
old is he now?
He's got to be 50s,
is pretty amazing. If you
and like all those shows that he was on like Celebrity Rehab like 5 times. He was on like a Surreal Life. He was on like all those shows.
He kept rehabbing.
He kept going back, and you're like, he stayed with it. So I guess you got to give him that. And then he's shouting out Phil Jackson at the end of that.
He's probably spent 20 years being on people's death pools. You know?
Yeah. Oh right. Yeah. Like right at the top. Now you're like, all right, forget it. I guess he's one of those guys that's gonna live forever. So we have that, Robert Kraft's comments, and Mark James is our third man in today.
I love Mark James.
No, I've
heard
that.
Is he on the show today?
That's right.
Oh, good.
By the way, Christian,
good. I love Mark.
Vivica Fox, Jenna Jameson, Madonna, Carmen Electra.
Robin did okay. Oh, Robin did.
Carmen's Electra's the one that hurts.
That's unbelievable.
They're married. She was on my top five list of all time, and then when they got married, I banned her for life. Banned her for life.
Are these all the women that Mark James stalked? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, I don't know about that. I feel like that's a cheap shot, sir.
You know what?
I love Mark.
Feel
I'll be listening, Mark.
To take all the shots you want at him. What a jerk.
We got to go. What Mark James is coming in the studio.
We got to go.
Yeah, that's funny.
We
got
to get out of here. Mark James coming in. We're out. Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.